Hi,
welcome to another episode of Auto Service World Conversations. I'm Peter Bulmer, owner of Cars Magazine and Jobber News. This is a podcast dedicated to exploring issues facing today's Canadian aftermarket professionals, sponsored by SiriusXM Canada. SiriusXM is making it possible to offer your customers 3 months of free satellite radio. Go to SiriusXM.ca/4shops for details.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Auto Service World Conversations. As always, I'm your host, Peter Bulmer, and today I am joined by Turnkey's new editor for Jobber News and Cars Magazine, Adam Malik. A lot of our listeners will know the name, as he is the former editor for Jobber News. Adam, hey, thanks for joining.
Hey, I'm happy to be here with you.
I know it's been a minute since you've been in the industry, probably dating back to, 2019, I think?
Yeah. I left, I believe it was the end of April, April 2019. That was my last time in the aftermarket.
Well, I'll tell you, we couldn't be happier to have you back. Now, obviously, we've been keeping in touch. We're friends outside of work, but tell some of our listeners what you've been up to, where you've been for 2 years.
Yeah, for the last 2 years, basically an opportunity came up within the parent company to move over to our insurance magazine. One I couldn't pass up, so I made the move. I want to cover the insurance industry for mainly for the brokerage industry, for insurance companies, that sort of thing. Generally, we tackled a lot of issues facing, insurance. Yeah, it kind of sounds boring, whatnot, but it was a lot of business issues, a lot of, economic issues there that affect insurance. You know, climate change is a big one that's over there. There's always some sort of big natural catastrophe happening. If you think of the Calgary hailstorm, for example, almost a little over a year ago that it happened. And that was the most expensive hailstorm in the history of Canada. $1.2, I believe, billion of insurable damages. You know, people had their cars, their homes, their businesses all almost destroyed because of things like, because of the hailstorm. And those type of storms are happening all over the country nowadays. You just had the wildfire out in BC with the heat dome that happened out there. So all these things were related to the insurance industry. So we'd cover things like that. But we'd also cover things, whether they're court cases or regulations, that sort of thing. And then COVID hit, and COVID suddenly became the big story, obviously. And it was a lot of them are able to work from home. So a lot of them shifted to a work from home model, which was new for a lot of them. And it was a lot of how to get set up, tips, tricks, how to manage teams remotely. And now, as COVID seems to be moving slowly into our rearview mirror, fingers crossed that it happens sooner rather than later, it was all about getting back to the office. What are those trends? What needs to be done to get back to the office? And while that may not apply a whole lot to the automotive aftermarket, there are, for example, parts suppliers, not everyone needs to be at the office, for example, and those are the issues that kind of translate over. But yeah, I've been doing a lot of insurance work. And I won't be remiss to mention the collision industry and its impact on insurance, the relationship between insurance and collision in terms of repair. That's a major industry sector of that industry over there. And it was helpful to have my aftermarket knowledge while I was over there. It seemed that every time there was something related to automotive, I kind of sunk my teeth into it and covered that, because there are a lot of issues there between collision and insurance, especially the relationships, and then when everything went remote, getting those appraisals and whatnot, and getting the inspections done and just making everything work in a remote environment. So there was enough excitement over their insurance, but I always kept my ears open, was happy in automotive, and able to transfer whatever automotive knowledge I had into insurance. So it was a lot of fun.
So I was going to say, so taking kind of the reverse of that, instead of taking your automotive knowledge transferring to insurance, what did you learn in insurance that you could probably bring over and, help us out?
There's a lot happening in automotive technology that affects insurance. And these automated vehicles are just as much of a concern in insurance as they are in the aftermarket. Of course, they want to know how they're going to insure these things, but, they're also interested in when this is all going to happen. So while I was over there, I was keeping tabs on on automated vehicles. So that's more experience that translates over to me. But there's also the collision side of it as well, making those relationships better and how they work, and just getting a little more knowledge in the collision side, which I found interesting. Something I hadn't done before. Certainly translates over to what we're doing here. You know, that's one of our plans now, is going forward with Java News, going forward with cars, is to give a little more, shed a little more light on what's happening in collision, and reach out to that market and see what the trends that are happening over there and how we can better serve the collision side of things.
That's great. I know normally we focus a little bit more on the mechanical side, so I think getting and your editorial direction, getting a more complete view of the aftermarket, is going to be a good thing and something our readers will be appreciative of.
Oh, I hope so. You know, collision's a major part of the aftermarket, and you know, our jobbers serve both mechanical and collision. Some repair shops do collision repair. Some collision repair shops, you know, that may be their main thing, but they also do some mechanical repairs. So there's a lot of crossover in the industries, and there are a lot of crossover issues that we can serve some solutions up for that.
Now, I mean, we're sort of touching on it a little bit right now, but I think it's a good lead into this. Now, coming back in, kind of having a little bit of experience, you know, not that you didn't before, but outside of the automotive industry, the aftermarket, what's a goal you have coming back? Or, you know, how do you want to change other magazines? What do you want to do a little bit differently? And I know this sounds like a job interview. I promise you already have the job. But just for our listeners' sake.
Yeah, I mean, the jobber side, I mean, the Jobber News was my main priority when I was covering the aftermarket. So on that end, it's more reconnecting with the jobbers, seeing what's changed over the last couple of years for them. What are their new issues? Maybe the same old issues that haven't been resolved. But I think I have that level of familiarity and those relationships there in the aftermarket. It's on the mechanical and repair side that I dabbled in, you know, when I was covering the aftermarket. I filled in for the previous editor there from time to time. You know, I was running the website, doing new sort of things. So I, like I said, I dabbled in the repair side, but this is something that I want to dig deeper into. I want to get to know the shop community better. I want to get to know the players that are in there, what their issues are, what they're looking for. What do they want out of the magazine? What do they need? Do they need more technical training? Do they want more technical type articles in there? Do they want more how to run their business better? So those are the things that I'm looking to find out from the readership, is just, you know, what do they want to know? I think tech training is always going to be an important topic. I think managing your business is always an important topic, but you know, there are probably some others that are under that main layer there that the shop owners are interested in. I want to get to know them to serve what they want. Something else I've noticed is that, you know, I want to create that community amongst the cars readership. I think they are generally a responsive community. You know, they're happy to tell you what they think and how they feel. You know, it's sort of like, if I, you know, use an insurance example, is that a lot of people in insurance, especially on the claim side, they position themselves as they're here to help people. That's their job. And I see that with automotive technicians. They're here to help people. You know, they're here not to make a quick buck, that sort of thing. They're, for the vast majority of them, and there's some that, you know, that don't do this and paint the industry with a bad brush, but for the vast majority, automotive technicians are there to help people. They want to help people with their vehicles. They want to make sure that their vehicles are safe, that they are not going to suffer any issues while they're driving along the road. They want to make sure the vehicles are properly maintained so that, again, they have no issues as they're traveling wherever they need to, because, you know, the longstanding term in this industry, that automotive purchase is a grudge purchase. So technicians are there to make sure that the customer is well served and they get what they need. You know, in terms of that community, you know, I think that's maybe something that's missing from the automotive repair side. I think on the jobber side, on the supply chain side, on the distributor side, there are a lot of events, a lot of networking events, a lot of chances to get together and network and share ideas and see how each other are doing. And, you know, just, hey, have you tried this? Have you tried that? What do you think of this? What do you think of that? the repair side needs something more like that. There may be some of the little training sessions here and there sort of thing, but where are the opportunities for these technicians to share ideas? Where are these technicians?
We're really bringing together a sense of community. Yeah. Like somewhere maybe physical or even digital that they could live and create that sort of community within, you know, different shop owners within different regions.
Yeah, exactly. You know, bring those ideas together, have a chance for them to network, to mingle, I guess. And have that deep community feel when, you know, and Cars Magazine and Auto Service World, our website, can be that that central area for them to all come together and you know, share ideas, get the news that they need, and help each other out.
One final question for you, Adam, before I let you get back to writing my magazines. What are you most excited about coming back? I mean, obviously, it doesn't even have to be specific to the industry, but I know off air we were chatting a little bit about events coming back. And I know that was always a big thing that we enjoyed doing together. And, you know, that's a place, you know, you're well recognized, you're well known. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, the events, man. I'm excited to get out there. For all of us, the last year and what's been almost a year and a half, we haven't seen each other. You know, I haven't seen you in person, you know, for the last year and a half. And now coming back to this industry, it's definitely been more than 2 years since I've seen the aftermarket, people in the aftermarket. So I'm really excited to get out. And, you know, I think next big one is Apex. And I'm really excited to get down there and reconnect with old friends, old colleagues, see what's happening, how they're doing. You know, anytime that there's a shop driven event, I'm happy to go to those two. Like I mentioned, there isn't really that big event for them here around these parts here, but, you know, anytime there's an event, I'm happy to go to them, happy to come out there and, you know, meet our readers and get to know them. But yeah, events, these are the things that I'm looking forward to. Just it's an opportunity for you for, you know, people go there for the fun aspect of it. There's always a fun aspect when you involve the aftermarket, but you know, it's for me, it's an opportunity to do some good groundwork and dig in deeper with the community. I'm really looking forward to that.
Awesome, man. Well, like I said, we're really happy to have you, and man, I couldn't be more excited about, you know, the direction we're going here. Now, on the topic of creating that community you were mentioning, Adam, how do people get in touch with you?
All right. Yeah. Reach out to me anytime you want. The phone number is 647-988-3800. 647-988-3800. Or email me, adam@turnkey.media. Adam, A-D-A-M, at turnkey.media. You can always reach me there anytime or drop a comment on the website if you want to reach out to me. I'm always checking that out. So please reach out to me anytime. Happy to have a chat with whoever wants to talk in the aftermarket, you know, get reacquainted or just teach me a thing or two, because man, I want to learn more about what's happening.
This has been another episode of Auto Service World Conversations with your host, Peter Bulmer. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. And thank you, as always, to SiriusXM Canada for being our title sponsor.